Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
What might God be saying to us through the global economic crisis? We've invited the national leaders of eight Christian denominations to pray, reflect, and give their response. Last week, we heard from leaders from the Baptist, Anglican, Lutheran, and Assemblies of God churches. And if you missed their insights, you can find both audio and transcripts of their statements at theopenhouse.net.au. Now, tonight, the thoughts of Catholic, Presbyterian, Uniting, and Salvation Army leaders, starting with the Reverend Gregor Henderson, President of the National Assembly of the Uniting Church in Australia. Here's what he thinks God might be saying to us through the global financial downturn.
Well, it's not surprising that in times of crisis, people ask questions like, how could God let this happen? Where is God in this? And they're good questions. My first response is that God isn't responsible for this global financial crisis. I don't think we can blame God for it. God is not the initiator of every event that happens in the world. But my second response is that God is with us as we deal with events that come upon us like this. And that leads me to several comments responding to the question more like, where is God in this economic crisis? I believe God is reaching out with his love and care to those who are suffering because of the financial crisis. We know from the witness of the Bible and all through history that God especially cares for the victims of disasters. And for some people, this financial crisis is a disaster. Secondly, that leads me to the thought that this includes the poorest people in the world, the people suffering from starvation and malnutrition in places like Africa, who are going to suffer even more from this global economic downturn. So I think God is saying to us, be generous towards them in this crisis. Be generous to those who are suffering most from it. And then I have another thought that I believe God is trying to help us through the crisis. God, no matter what situation we're in, is always trying to help us through, offering guidance if we'll only listen. And that makes me think that maybe God is teaching us a lesson here, something about greed. We know that the current economic system, largely driven by greed for profit, has let us down. Maybe God's saying to us, don't be driven by that greed is good philosophy, by that dash for cash. The emptiness of that approach to life is shown up by this financial crisis. And to push that a bit further, God, who wants us to have an abundant life, doesn't regard an abundant life as meaning the rich just keep getting richer. Rather, the abundance of life lies in things that are not material. Our sense of security in life comes from knowing God loves us, not from the pursuit of wealth. Maybe God is saying to us through this economic crisis that we need in the world to be creating a new economic system that has at its heart values of equity and justice and respect for creation, God's own aspirations for the life of the world. Can we imagine and bring into being an economic system that supports the common good right across the world? Can we imagine an economic system that supports abundance not through amassing wealth, but through sharing and caring what wealth there is for the whole of humanity? So to sum up, I think now is the time in this global economic crisis to be listening for God and to hear what God would wish for us in the world's economic system. I believe that God yearns for societies in which all people live in dignity and the gifts of God in creation are shared for us all. I hope the world listens.
Gregor Henderson there from the Uniting Church of Australia. Next, Cardinal George Pell, Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, speaking on behalf of the Catholic Church nationally. Here's what he thinks we can learn through the global financial crisis right now.
What might an archbishop say usefully on this financial disaster? Especially an archbishop who acknowledges the benefits market economies have produced. A few thoughts come to mind. While Australia's better placed than many countries, it's likely to be some time before markets settle at lower levels with the prospect of heavy job losses. It's one thing for the rich to lose a lot of their wealth. It's quite another matter for a wage earner to lose his or her job, especially if they have dependents. This is a brutal reminder once again that good times never last forever, and we must never plan as though they do. The interest on debts always has to be repaid, even in bad times, and so does the capital eventually. Reckless lending and imprudent borrowing provoked this catastrophe. No one seems sure how much debt there is or where it finally resides, but debts are mountainous, even in the USA and Europe. Even though the Australian economy is in much better shape than the USA's or Europe's, it is caught up in the maelstrom of this global financial crisis. We must do what we can to solve our own problems, but we will be dependent also on what others do. Leadership means a concern for the common good. Regulators must remember this as they strive to achieve greater transparency, protection of those unable to protect their own legitimate interests, self-regulation to diminish enormous salaries, and long-term programs for recovery. People need jobs, but when these aren't to be found, special consideration is needed for the jobless. Greed isn't good, never good. Reckless greed provokes disaster. And finally, and unfortunately, good intentions are no substitute for intelligence and effective solutions.
That's Cardinal George Pell, Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, speaking on behalf of the Catholic Churches nationally. This is Open House right across Australia. We're wondering what God might be saying to us as Australians through the global economic crisis. Now, what we've done is asked eight leaders of Christian denominations to go away and pray and reflect and then respond to that question. And you're hearing the final four of those leaders tonight. The openhouse.net.au has podcasts and transcripts of all the messages as well. Commissioner Linda Bond from the Salvation Army now on what God might be saying to us through the global financial downturn.
The Salvation Army is an Australian around the world standing ready to help people amid the current economic crisis. We work in 115 countries and we're seeing the crisis affecting people globally. We help people every day and we do this because we care. It's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we exist, and in His name we want to help people that they might come to trust in Him, not money or the stability of the economic market. The global market crisis actually highlights to me that it's in the tough times that we learn the toughest lessons. I'm particularly concerned about the impact that's going to have on the unemployment into the next year. We hear the predictions of rising unemployment over the next 12 months when sales are down and business finds it hard to get credit and can't fund its plans. And there are concerns about meeting the family budget. Luxury items go, we know, but it bites much deeper than that. It's when the mortgage payments are running behind that people really start to worry. Families and relationships come under the strain. Hopefully, the reductions in interest rates over the last few weeks will take some of the pressure off, but pressure reductions are one thing. Becoming less reliant on material things and becoming more interested in the eternal things is the better way to go. I think our material society has got a lot of people caught up in the I-can-buy-now mentality. Heavy personal debt for consumables is a great tragedy. These days of economic stress just highlight the underlying issue. Instead, Jesus taught us to trust God for our needs. The retailers are obviously gearing themselves up for a difficult Christmas. My prayer is that this Christmas time we will be reminded that we are to seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and then all the things we need will be provided for. In God's way and with God's timing, if we trust Him, it may not be in the way we expected.
That's Commissioner Linda Bond from the Salvation Army. The final voice tonight is the Reverend Robert Benn, General Moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Australia. Here's what he thinks God might be saying to us during this financial season.
What do you think God might be saying through this economic crisis? There's so much talk about it, isn't there? But out of all this talk, one thing is clear. The world is worried. Companies are closing down. Money has been just being parcelled out willy-nilly. It's crisis time. So to that very important question again, what do you think God might be saying? Remember Gordon Gekko's greed is good, greed is right, greed works, greed clarifies. The problem is, it seems that the haves of the world have believed it. Certainly the phenomenal disparity between rich and poor has grown to nightmare proportions. And the world hasn't cared much, unless oil was involved. And now the chickens have come home to roost. So what indeed might God be saying to us? To us consumers who still shop till you drop, while millions of our fellow travellers suffer incredible deprivation. I've been reading Amos recently. He's one of God's spokesmen long before the coming of Jesus. He addresses this kind of issue. In his writing, he has the Lord God saying, I hate all of your religious words and practices that do not result in justice and equity. Then he cries out, let justice flow on like a river. And you can just imagine what is in the mind of God, and you're meant to imagine it too. Imagine a mighty tide of justice flooding the land. It certainly goes against the counsel to be greedy, doesn't it? Amos goes on to talk about a drought. We respond, yeah, we know a bit about that. But Amos says, no, not that kind of drought. Rather, a drought and famine of hearing the words of the Lord. Then he tells the reason. You've forgotten how to grieve over injustice and inequity that's all around you. You're just not concerned anymore. Now that's Amos. But I reckon that's very close to home for us, captured by consumerism, which is just so close to greed. What we need today is a great body of people who will be shocked by that which caused this crisis. People who will repent of past greed, find forgiveness through God's Son who died for them, and come back to God. I think that's what God is saying to us. And if this means God's hand of discipline on us, so be it, because we can be assured that we're in good hands. I think that's what God is saying to us.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.